Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome my name to is the podcast. Ryan. My name's Tony Lodge.
And
joining me is Ryan.
I hate it here. I'm being bullied in the workplace.
Good.
We are calling Nicole, who is in Hertfordshire in the UK.
It's probably Hertfordshire.
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 Hello?
Hello, is that Nicole?
Oh, you love to hear it. You love to,
Hello.
How are you doing?
We're doing good. How do you pronounce the town that you're from?
Hertfordshire.
I told you.
Yeah, that's right.
Except also, Nicole, I have a question which maybe you can't answer publicly, but Ryan's just told me that your last name is Hathaway. Is Anne Hathaway your sister, your mum, your cousin?
Yeah, what the funny story is. So Hathaway is my married name. So my husband is Simon Hathaway. And his mum, Cecilia Hathaway, always says that we're related to William Shakespeare's wife.
Oh.
We're totally not. Oh. We're not. It's a complete lie.
And that one's not even believable. If you go with Anne Hathaway, at least the names make sense.
Yeah, this is true.
Tell it, but the line.
William Shakespeare's wife is actually called Anne Hathaway as well.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I could have said, yeah, technically. Yeah.
Shame on you. You do it.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Hey, will you approve the podcast?
Yeah.
I sure will.
History lesson aside.
Hear ye for approve it, the podcast.
Hi, this is Nicole from Hertfordshire in the UK, and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up today.
I had a bit of a wardrobe malfunction at the shops.
Oh, my Janet Jackson.
Yeah, it was. It was a bit really? Like that. Less breast.
Well, you did something last week where you were flashing a bit at the nail place.
It was the same shopping centre, actually. I didn't think about that, but yes, I need to really watch what I'm doing.
You do? You're a published author now.
Do you know what I think the problem is? Is that I think I need to think more about what I'm wearing before I leave the house.
Okay.
I think that's the problem. Okay. I'm realising a pattern.
Okay. Well, we'll get to episode 448 of Tony Didn't Think About What She Was Wearing Before She Left, coming up soon. But asking on behalf of Bridget and I, what is the most white, straight, middle class thing a couple in their mid-30s can do on a Sunday morning?
Okay, well, let's
And is the answer farmer's market?
Yes. And let's describe your relationship.
Yeah.
Early to mid-30s.
Mid-30s.
Actually, married.
Bridget's 36.
Expecting a baby very soon, daughter McDaughter face.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd say that if I went to a farmer's market, you're exactly who I would expect to see.
And there's one in Eltham, and we thought it was once a month. It's every week. We are loving ourselves sick.
It is the most wholesome thing you can do on the weekend, I reckon.
So most of them love it. Are little like family-run businesses. They're growing the produce during the week. They're selling at markets on the weekend. Yeah. It just makes you feel like you're doing the right thing.
There's a gorgeous one around the corner from me and from where like you used to live.
So the Saturday morning one?
The one on Bleedle Street.
How good is
near
it?
Near the gym.
Yep.
So good. And apparently there's a guy who works at the Bleedle Street one who's been selling his eggs there for like 40 years.
How good,
he's just been doing it forever. It's his pride and joy probably. He's probably got like 10 hens in the backyard. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's
1,000.
Well, I'm imagining it's like quite a small operation.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So the place we get our eggs from via the Eltham Farmers Market, it's 700 metres from our house.
Oh.
And it's just this one family.
The market or the actual hen layers?
The hen, like, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Because they're from Kangaroo Ground, which is just like next door.
Have you ever bought eggs from the Pran Market?
They're elite.
But
the
they're like $45 a carton.
From Gippsland or something.
They are so expensive, but they are really good.
And I wouldn't say they're worth it, but they are really good.
Yeah, and you get sucked in when you're at a farmer's market, don't you?
Because you feel wholesome. You feel like you're doing the right thing. Oh, you're the right kind of person. You'll get the extra special organic one that has got the proper grass.
You know what? I will take 3 jars of marmalade. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Never eaten it in my life. But, you know, I'm putting your daughter in fucking ballet lessons or whatever.
Well, speaking of the putting the daughter through ballet.
And the
girl at the egg stand would have been 6 years old.
Oh.
And she's there with Dad on a Sunday.
Bless.
You know, it's all festive. Dad's like in the truck getting another crate or whatever. Oh. And she goes, would you like some eggs?
Oh, she knows what she's doing.
Well, that's what I reckon.
I reckon they know what they're doing 100%.
And Bridget.
She probably gets a profit. Her parents probably say every carton you sell Annabelle, 50 cents or something.
You reckon?
I reckon.
So
you've got to make it worth, or maybe they buy her an ice cream at the end of the day or something.
She picked her target because she sees Bridget. She sees Bridget Bally and goes, here's a fucking sale.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She's a softie.
I'll turn the cuteness up to 1,000.
Oh.
And she goes, hi, do you want some eggs? And Bridget's like, oh, hello. Yes, we would love some eggs. She goes, oh, cool. So we've got the regular ones here. Or do you want the large, delicious ones?
The large, delicious. Oh,
she's upselling.
Doesn't that get you though? Goes, you go on the large ones.
Yeah, and we're like, oh, we'll get the
large.
We'll
take 3 cartons of the large ones.
She goes, yep, it's $8 per thing, but if you buy 3 cartons, it's a dollar or two. I was like, this girl's like, she's so small. She wouldn't be up to my waist. So here's my question.
Yeah.
Cute as fuck or exploitative child labor?
No, like I said, I reckon she's either getting 50 cents or an ice cream at the end of the day. You work for room and board at that age, don't you?
Wow.
Her mum and dad aren't charging her board to work at the stand on a
her
Sunday.
She's
yeah.
Working her, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's working her debt down.
I just hope she gets a cut because
she must do.
And I reckon we're gonna open up Forbes in 40 years, and she's gonna be this like crazy entrepreneur, business
entrepreneur,
lady. Yeah.
CEO.
But there was a little issue at the farmer's market.
Oh.
There's this really nice, there's like a little jazz band, you know. And it's like a bunch of old guys, you know, who are just jamming out and having fun. And
a bunch of dads from the community or whatever.
And but it kind of just sets the tone because it's a bit poppy and it's a bit nice.
It is nice. I do like the music. I'm going to go to the, okay.
What?
No, I was going to say I'll go to the farmer's market this weekend, but maybe I'm busy. I'm just trying to think about what I've got on. Anyway,
you're busy. You're a published author.
I consider my calendar, please continue.
So there's a jazzy little fun band at the Eltham Farmers Market, but the problem is that the band is too close to the barista cart.
Oh.
And to show you how this is a problem, I'm going to need some help. So, Cam, can you come sit over here?
Cam just started a jazz band? Is that what's happening?
Take a cheek of the seat. We'll go cheek for cheek. Cam will be playing the role of the band.
All right. So, Cam, our producer, is here. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Thanks for being here.
So, can you give me like a little, like the music and I'll do the singing of the band?
Okay. Is it bossa nova or is it more up tempo or what are we looking for?
Oh, yeah. That's what I need
to
know.
I think like
as well.
A casual Sunday, but it's a vibey Sunday, but it's still a Sunday morning.
Okay. What was the weather like? Because that might influence.
It was cloudy.
Oh.
So,
minor.
Cam will be doing the music for the band.
Okay.
I will be singing for the band.
Okay.
And Tony will be playing the role of the increasingly frustrated and agitated barista who's trying to call out the names of the coffees that have been made, but no one can hear because of the band.
Because of the band.
Yeah. Okay, so Cam.
Sarah, it's a flat white for Sarah. I've got a flat white for Sarah. Sorry, just a flat white for Sarah.
Sorry, ma'am, you don't need to yell.
Sorry,
it's a Sunday morning at the Eltham Market.
Yeah, this is the oat milk. The oat milk?
Fresh.
Did you want oat milk?
So can you please not yell? We're at a farmer's market.
Sorry, everyone. Sarah, this is the oat milk.
We're at the Sunday market.
Oh, full cream milk. This is full cream milk. This is what you asked. I know I was saying oat milk before, but I don't think you could hear me. This is full cream milk. Is this definitely what you asked and paid for?
All right, thank you, Cam. Thank you, Tony.
That was beautiful. We should do more improv.
Hi, this is Nicole from Hertfordshire in the UK, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan's podcast.
Sorry, we're just about to give some shout-outs to our champion divers, but Tony really gave it a big crack.
I really did. I
Are
always
okay?
give everything to my performances, and I've really hurt my throat.
You've strained a...
I have.
Yeah.
I've popped a valve somewhere.
But to be fair, I asked for an accurate performance of what was described as an increasingly frustrated and agitated barista, and I don't think anyone can sit here and say that you didn't nail that.
Thank you. Maybe that's what I'll do on the weekends.
Like, yell at people at markets?
No, buy a coffee cart. So, yes. Sorry. Yeah.
Just when they say, which spot do you want? Because I know you're a people pleaser.
Yeah.
Now that you know, don't say this, and I know you will because I know you so well. So, Tony, where would you like the coffee cart? Oh, wherever you reckon.
I don't mind.
Yeah, anywhere you like. And they go, oh, what's probably next to the band? Okay.
Okay. Even though I know that that's a problem for business. A big thank you to a few of our champion tappers over at our Patreon. Sarah Pearson, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sarah.
Tabitha Payton, Ika, Melissa Heeson, and Tyler Galley.
Tyler Galley.
Down in the galley.
Yeah.
Is that the kitchen of the ship?
That's what his boyfriend says. Where did you spend the weekend? Down in the galley.
The kitchen of the ship.
So
I mentioned before that I did have a little bit of a wardrobe malfunction at the shopping centre. I'd just like to rewind a little bit.
Please.
So last Christmas, gave you my
Sorry, when you said rewind, I was like.
Hey, it was only a couple
earlier
months ago,
that day.
Only a couple of months ago. We're still saying Happy New Year. So
Last
year, very good. Torbs and I, my partner, we've been together, I think we've been doing it for almost 10 years together, for like 9 or 8 or something like that.
Yeah, it's getting confusing.
We never know, but we did small gifts for Christmas. We were like, we don't really need anything. Yep.
You don't have room in the house for stuff.
No, well, yeah, we have a really small house and all of our money goes to Pip and, to be honest, we bought Pip like 20 things and put them away so that, like, you know how you can like drip feed out, but we got to like have them all under the tree. Yep. Anyway, so Torbs and I did small gifts, and I bought him this like heat gun thing that he wanted for his like synth stuff.
Yep.
And he bought me masseurs.
The sandal?
The sandals with the like little nodules in them.
Oh, how do you like a masseur?
So I've never worn them, but my mum always wore them.
She like, would be.
It's like a mum sandal,
it's
I
so
feel.
So is.
But they kind of came back in vogue last year. Like they kind of came back around.
Would you say they're Polaroid? Like when you wear them, you're like, oh, this is like.
Well, so this is the thing. I did. They stayed in the cupboard because I was like, that's really funny and cool, but I'm not like.
I love that I gave you slides and you wore them the next day and Torbs gave you some and you haven't worn them for months.
Well,
no, this is great news. They Suck were, on that, Torbs.
They were kind of like they're about half a size too small.
Oh, yeah.
And so you know when you're like the back of your foot, it fits but it's not really right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so on the weekend, Torbs went for a massage because he hurt his back surfing.
That's
he like
right.
tweaked his back. And he got home and I was like, how was your massage? And he goes, oh, it was kind of weird because I went in there, I laid down, the guy goes, oh, I'll put some music on before I get started. And he just hit play on a top 40s playlist.
So fresh.
Right.
Songs of Summer 2021.
So you're getting this like relaxing massage and, you know, Kelly Clarkson's playing on
Flo-rida,
the thing.
Flo Rida, ludicrous.
Very weird.
Yep.
Very weird. So he told me that happened and remember on the podcast only very – there's a lot of backstory that you need for this to be.
Do I need it all?
Yes. I mentioned a little while ago on the pod that I think I have plantar fasciitis.
Yes, you have.
And I
that.
Need to go to a podiatrist. There's actually one across the road from our office that I'm going to try and get an appointment with, I think. Anyway.
Good luck with getting an appointment with those guys.
Oh, is it hard?
I feel like every medical service at the moment.
Do you know what's crazy as well is that when you get – like a referral to someone, it's still expensive. Because you know how if you have a referral, you get it's like a different price.
Oh, is it?
So if you try and go to a dermatologist, it's going to be $600. But if you have a referral, it's going to be like $300.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's why some things are referral only.
Yeah.
But if you have a referral, because it's considered then like medical rather
like I have to go.
Yeah.
Yep. Makes sense.
Because I've had to do that for my psoriasis and stuff. And it's a lot cheaper if you have a referral. Anyway, I think I need to go to the podiatrist. It's a whole thing. And Torb said, why don't you go for a massage? And I was like, I'm not going to that place that plays top 40. Yeah. Like, how weird.
If I wanted to hear Kelly Clarkson, I'd go and listen to My Audition.
My Audition from the thing. I remembered that the masseurs were in the cupboard. And I was like, oh, I haven't given those a go.
Maybe this will cure it. Cut out the middleman.
Maybe that'll help. Instead of going to the podiatrist to the doctor, I'll wear some sandals that my boyfriend bought me from the chemist for Christmas.
Yeah, that don't fit. I mean, how could it not work? It's a foolproof plan.
Right? Anyway, so over the weekend, I kind of like slipped them on Sunday morning and went, oh, that's really painful. And on the actual packet, it says, only when you first get them, only wear them for like 5 minutes at a time.
Well, it's not just like, it's a bit of a like, they fucking hurt.
It is cooked.
Yeah.
It hurt so much. You're actually supposed to wear socks with them just when you're first getting used to them.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Anyway, so I wore them around the house a little bit and kind of like slipped them on and off, and it hurt so much. And then it kind of got later in the day and we realized we needed stuff for dinner. Now, we ran into this problem the other day, you and I, because we were going to order lunch and I said, I can't order anything because I've deleted all of my delivery apps because I'm reading Atomic Habits.
I've started Good Habits. I'm making it hard for me to have bad meals, so I'm deleted Uber Eats. Then I'll never get it. And then she's like, Ryan, can I use your phone?
Yeah, can you order it?
That's not the idea.
I know, but it does
not make me... Not only are you annoying yourself, you're annoying those around
you. It does make me think about it more, whereas before you'd probably just go, oh, yeah, I'll just
order something.
You've already
ordered. It's already in your mouth by the time you thought about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yep. So I'm trying to make it more difficult for myself. So I'm like, well, we don't have Uber Eats in the house anymore. And we needed stuff for dinner. And I was like, all right, well, off to the shops we go. And it was getting late. We were hungry. We were like, cool, let's just go. I get out of the house. I realize that I'm wearing the masseuse.
Oh. Yeah.
And not halfway, so we walk to the shops, not halfway there, I am in agony.
They fucking hurt. Do they have these really, in all around the world? Do people know what we're talking about?
So they're like a slide.
Yeah.
They've got like a Velcro thing over the top and it's got a million little nodules. I took a photo
it's
of
like
them.
It's like you're being stabbed with 1,000 knives.
It's basic. It's like walking on a Shakti mat. You know those Shakti mats with the points like for acupressure?
No, but I can imagine.
Yeah, so it's basically like a bed of nails.
You're walking on a bed of nails.
It's really uncomfortable. It really hurts. And the little nodules are really hard plastic.
Right.
So they're not like, it's not soft and squishy. Yep. You don't think they're going to be that bad anyway.
So you've walked out the door, you've gone a couple hundred meters and gone, I am in some fucking trouble here.
Yeah. And the amount of times I've gone out, you know, dancing or to dinner or to a wedding and worn uncomfortable heels, I was like, this is it's going to be uncomfortable. It sucks, but this probably means it's working.
Yeah.
Like it probably means it's like massaging my feet.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm just trying to, I'm trying to breathe through the pain. I am in so much pain. I'm limping through the shopping centre. And Torbs is about 6 times taller than me.
Yeah.
So we always have an argument in the shops because his steady walking pace is a lot faster
than
mine.
You are a slow walker. You're a trundler.
My legs are like fun-sized Mars bars. Like I actually, I can't go any faster. Anyway, so he's kind of walking and then realise I'm trailing behind him because I'm in all this pain. I'm like limping through the shops. We get to Coles. And I had to hide in like random aisles to take the shoes off and like put them on the cold ground.
How good is the cold ground?
My feet were burning. Like I cannot even describe to you how painful it was.
But when your feet are burning, is there anything more satisfying than a cold supermarket tile? Did you go into the ice cream aisle?
That was busy. So I had to hide in quiet areas like the nappies.
Nappies, health food.
Health food. It's actually quite busy at Michael's.
Okay, like the dog food / barbecue stuff?
Yes, and also the pest control.
Yeah, that was
empty. That was fine. And also the Tupperware area and like, you know, where they've got the cookware and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm like walking around Coles and Tom's like, why don't you just take your shoes off? And I was like, absolutely not. Like that is true Aussie bogan behaviour. So I was just like slipping them off like as I'm like walking around the shoes.
Just live your truth.
But then so it got like I actually couldn't put them back on. And so then it just hurt so much that I like slipped the shoes off and I was like holding them. And I was like,
what are you, a hot Instagram girl leaving the horse races?
My heels in my hand. And people were like, oh, sore shoes. And I'm like, yeah, these masseuses.
Big day had a win in race 6 though.
Oh,
they're horse races, didn't they? I was too busy drinking the Prosecco.
And I got home and because I had to obviously put them back on to like walk across the road and stuff.
Oh, of course.
And I got home and literally my whole foot was like, you know, oh, I don't know how to describe it. You know, like
when you get up off that seat and you've been wearing short shorts.
Yes,
you can see the outline of the chair in Tony's butt when she's been sitting here in short shorts.
Yes, it was exactly like that, but just like a million like pin pricks all over my feet because of where the nodules were. Oh. It hurts so much, and so now they're out of rotation. I can't do it.
Well, rotation implies they've been...
They were in, yeah.
Yeah.
They were just for that one day, but oh my God, shit. I could not, I need to be more mindful when I leave the house.
What you need, and maybe this is something I can buy you.
Oh, I'd love that. I bought you Birkenstocks.
You did.
They look good, by the way.
Comfier than the...
Masseurs, yeah.
Do you need like a hot girl arch selfie mirror by the door?
I would love that. Can you buy me that?
Yeah.
But I don't have any room. My house is so small.
Yeah. But where you know what I mean?
Because where would we put it? But that is a really good point.
Back of the door? Like on the door?
Could you hang it on the door?
Probably.
Do they have ones with hooks on them? That's a
because
good idea.
Then every time you leave, because we're getting a mirror put at the front, because before you leave the house, you're like, you know.
One last thing.
Yeah. And then so you can look at yourself and go, hang on, I'm wearing masseurs and not wearing underwear.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe it's a good time to change. Because I do that in the lift a lot of the time. But that's
left.
Too late.
It's too late.
And also, again, atomic habits come to get me again. It's like one of the
Make
things is like, what would a healthy person do? And so I'm taking the stairs. There's no mirror in the stairs.
You're not taking the stairs, mate.
I am. We took the stairs the other day when you came over and you said, is there stairs here? And I said, yes.
I did say that. What's this weird hallway talking to me now?
Yeah.
There's stairs. Oh, no, that's not for me.
Yeah, no, I'll see you at the bottom
of the lift. I'll escalator or jump.
Yeah. Abseil down the side of the building.
Yeah, that's the kind of healthy guy I am. Tell that to James Clear. I got to love to see it.
Please.
I've been talking up the Eltham Farmers Market.
Oh.
And I'm loving living in Beyonce's Airbnb, like out of town.
It is very nice.
But we've reached peak Ryan's move from the city out to the bush.
I mean, you saying that is pretty peak, isn't it?
There was a kangaroo in the backyard yesterday.
You do love
is
to see that.
Is there any more Australian living out in the bush than a kangaroo in your backyard?
Well, so where I grew up and where producer Cam grew up, that's very common.
Yeah.
And it does feel, you feel at one with nature, don't you?
You feel very one with nature.
Yeah.
One person that wasn't sure about what was going on was the dog.
BJ,
didn't really, because he's like, is this a fucking massive dog that's deformed and has weird little front legs? Or what the fuck is happening right now?
What am I meeting for the first time?
Am I supposed to be fighting you? Are we friends?
BJ's like, this is a Tinder date gone wrong. You do not look like your photo.
Yeah, so he was confused. Bridget was not quite sure, but I was having that dad moment of just like standing at the back looking
at... Did you have a tinny on the
porch
and you're like standing with your hands on your hips like, oh,
Australiana, baby.
This is living Barry, you
this
know
this is living Barry. Put another shrimp on the barbie shell. It's a great afternoon. But I actually just love seeing a kangaroo.
Yeah, that is lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I've got another beautiful dad moment for You Love to See It. Sammy Monique shared this in our Facebook group, Tony and Ryan Podcast, if you would like to check it out. Mm-hmm. Sammy says, my dad ran the last kilometre of my first marathon with me, tears in his eyes the whole way. The training almost killed me and I was super unfit before I started, and you love to see that.
You do love to see that.
Isn't that so sweet? I literally, when I read that, I was like, oh my God. I'm just imagining Sammy's dad, you know. Is Sammy's dad fit, do you reckon?
Yeah, he's
yeah, yeah.
Can I give you a hot tip and a recommendation?
What?
And this might be a bit left field and seem weird, but considering what you've just heard, I think it'll make sense.
Yeah.
If you need like a wholesome moment, go to a marathon and just hang out near the finish line. And it doesn't need to be a finish like a marathon, like the Sydney City, just any kind of fun run or whatever.
Yeah.
Because every single person, you won't know their story, but you know every single person, there's a story there. Someone's just run their first marathon and just that relief and exhaustion of crossing the line and they've done it proud for their family, or someone's dad's doing it with like, you can see people running over the line in tears and you go, I don't even know what the story is, but I'm fucking all worked up.
That's really nice. I'm going to regret saying this, but I think I would love to run a marathon, just a little bit. What's the minimum one you can do?
A marathon's 42 kilometres.
No, I'm saying, like, what's a half then?
Well, 21.
21. Is there less than that?
But a marathon is 42.
Yeah, I'm not going to run a marathon.
Okay,
I can't even walk
across
the road.
Okay, to quote you from 5 seconds ago, I would love to run a marathon.
No, well, I would love to. I didn't say I could. I didn't say I would. I just would love to. But Sammy's saying I was really unfit before I started, probably starting with a higher base than me.
Yep.
However, I thought that was really nice and quite inspirational. I'd love to run a marathon.
Okay.
How long do you reckon you have to thingo before?
10 weeks.
10 weeks. Atomic Habits.
Well, there's a lot
Become a runner, not run a marathon.
Fucking talk to me. There's a lot of programs that are like, here's the thing from 10 weeks out.
So I've got Couch to 5K. You know that one. So I would just have to do that, 5... 10, 15, 20,
I don't think
25,
that's
30, 35, 40 times.
I don't.
Wait, 8 times. I might work on my maths.
I don't think.
I could just do that program 8 times.
I don't.
I could just do that program 8 times.
Yeah. I mean,
I could just do
you could. Because I'm pretty sure.
You're pretty sure that I could do that program 8 times.
I have a question.
Question.
Because we're Wet for Life.
Actually, also Keep It Cleaner, they have a 5 to 10K. So I could do each 4 times.
I love that Keep It Cleaner doesn't even start on the couch, though. So you need a couch, too.
They do a 5.
Yeah, but they're starting from
0.
Yeah. So you're
on
the couch.
On the couch.
So you need a couch to something. In fact, I reckon just start with couch to 1.
Yeah, okay. But that's the beginning of the program. I'll just do that 8
times.
Yeah, that's fine.
Question.
Question. This is a great area, I feel.
If you... I disagree. All right. So we're Wet for Life in 2023.
Yes.
What is more...
I'm getting wet constantly on the weekend as well.
What's more likely...
Yeah.
Like, it's only... Well, it's March. What's more likely that by the end of the year you've ran something or by the end of the year you've swum something? Because there's a few 500-metre open water... bits in Melbourne and stuff.
Yeah.
Like there's a circuit of swimming.
Well,
like the Point Leo, it's like from the top of the pier back around to the beach and stuff like
how
that.
How far's that?
Well, some of them are like a K or two, but some of them are like 500 metres. Like there's the intro beginners one.
Oh, I could do that.
That's what. So do you reckon that more or
a
runner?
That's probably
more
a
swimmer
likely.
Or a runner?
I'm definitely more of a swimmer.
Okay.
And I really enjoy it.
Is there a couch to pool app?
Well, I've already finished that. Bought the t-shirt. I'm already off the couch and in the pool.
Wet for Life is the name of
that. I tried to go to the pool last night.
Yeah.
And the lanes were all shut for like squad swimming.
So you joined the squad?
I joined the swimming squad. That's why you love to see it.
I'm running the final leg of the 4x200 for the Richmond Swimming Club in the National Champs this weekend.
I've done the couch to 5K 8 times. I'm ready to go.
I tell you the most. We were trying to figure out taxes and stuff before the show. Trying to explain and talk about numbers with Tony is the most enjoyable and frustrating experience of my life.
My strengths line are the
areas, I'm not saying they're
such
bad.
As training for marathons, etc.
Yeah. Couch to 5-8 times. I mean, the maths works.
Thank you. Finally, you see where I'm coming from. Atomic Habits.
We'll see you tomorrow. I hate every single one of you.